Well, hello again, and welcome to the Shellac Stack. My name is Brian Wright, your host for this little musical variety program that features 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Once again, on today's program, I have something of a musical grab bag for you. Everything from classically oriented string quartets to Duke Ellington and his orchestra, to jazz at the Philharmonic, and if time permits, we'll even slip in the comedy stylings of Homer and Jethro. There's lots more too, including this first record, which is by Beatrice Lilly. She was born in Toronto in 1894 to British parents. Her mother took her over to England in about 1914, which is when she made her stage debut there at age 20. She became quite a hit in London and recorded prolifically for the Columbia label over in England in the mid to late 19-teens. In the early 20s, she found her way back to North America and made her New York stage debut at age 30 in 1924. She became quite a hit here too, known especially for her caricatures of the upper crust of British society, ladies with flowery affectations in their way of speaking, and you'll hear some of that in this next record. She continued to perform on stage and on radio through the 1930s, 40s, and 50s, made some recordings on into the 50s. By the mid-1960s, she was developing memory problems. Her last film was Thoroughly Modern Millie, and she died of Alzheimer's in 1989. But see what you think of this record that she made for the Liberty Music Shop label on February 13th, 1939. Here's Beatrice Lilly.
Some people like the winter. Some people like the fall. Some people think that summer is best of all. Now I hate the spring. I hate open buses. I hate fresh asparaguses. But more than anything, I hate the spring. I hate birds. I also hate flowers. I hate sunshiny hours. But more than mere words, I hate birds. I hate spring the intruder. I hate round trips to Bermuda. I love dogs with rabies, but I hate babies. I hate the spring. I hate anything funny. I love money, but more than anything, I hate the spring. 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 The buds are bursting on the bough. Little green shoots in cups and spinney. The setting hen, the carving cow. Meet you at the ballpark, skinny. Spring. Mother saw her first robin today. It was a ghastly sight. Cherry blossom time in Washington. Lilac time in old Virginny. Springtime in the Rockies. Well, it can stay there. You go out and bed down your old petunias. You dash up to the attic and get out your old double dimity. You spring out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning and spring into a cold shower and spring downstairs and spring into that damp spring air. You don't catch me going on a picnic. Oh, no. Spring. I hate the spring. I hate golf and tennis. I also hate Venice. But more than anything, I hate the spring. I hate peas. I also hate gladiolas. I love scratchy victrolas. But more than all of these, I hate peas. I hate dogs. I hate rabbits. I love people who have habits. I hate fancy cheeses. But I love diseases. I hate the spring. I hate anything pictorial. I love the Albert Memorial. But more than anything, I hate the spring.
I don't mean to start the program on such a negative tone. For the record, I don't hate spring, but I also don't hate that record. In fact, I kind of like it. That was Beatrice Lilly singing a song, you guessed it, called I Hate Spring. She recorded that for the Liberty Music Shop label, record number L250, on about February 13th, 1939. Can you guess what my favorite line was in that song? You might be tempted to say the one about, "I love scratchy Victrolas," and yes, that's a great line, but I think my favorite is the one that comes earlier on, "I hate open-air buses and fresh asparaguses." When else are you going to hear those two words rhymed, open-air buses and asparaguses? Hats off to the composers, who, by the way, were Martha Caples and Nancy Hamilton. And as far as I know, that was just a standalone song. I don't think it came from any show or film, but a fun song. "I Hate Spring." The singer, once again, Beatrice Lilly. And for those of you keeping score, it was Will Irwin at the piano. Well, we're not going to leave the topic of springtime just yet. I've got a couple more spring-oriented records for you. First up, Sam Lannon and his orchestra from September of 1929. An acoustically recorded harmony record, number 1018. Studio veteran Irving Kaufman is the vocalist here, credited as Marvin Young on the label. The song is "Like a Breath of Springtime." And then after that, we'll have something that you'll probably recognize, Felix Mendelssohn's "Spring Song," played by the Florentine Quartet, a Victor record, number 20195, from July 7th, 1926. But to start off, here's Sam Lannon and his orchestra, "Like a Breath of Springtime."
Thank you.
For some reason, when I hear records like that, I can't help but imagine being in, let's say, 1925 and turning on the old Atwater Kent radio, although it wouldn't have been old in those days, would it? But turning on the radio and hearing this kind of music wafting over the airwaves, maybe the windows open, a gentle breeze is passing through. What could be more nostalgic? It probably never happened like that, but I still like to imagine it. Anyway, that was the Florentine Quartet, Victor 20195 from 1926, Mendelssohn's Spring Song. Before that, Sam Lannon and his orchestra, a harmony record from 1929, with vocalist Irving Kaufman singing Like a Breath of Springtime. Well, we'll have something a little hotter for you now from Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra. A Columbia record reissuing a Brunswick 78 made in September of 1932. This is an Ellington composition called Lightning. Thank you. not ashamed to admit it, I like harp music, and not just because my sister plays, though she does very, very well, I might add, but I just like the sound of the instrument, whether it's solo or in a classical orchestra or, in this case, a jazz ensemble. I especially like it in a jazz ensemble. I think it had such a nice balance to the other instruments. That was Mario Harp Lorenzi and his Rhythmics. The song, of course, Ain't She Sweet, written by Milton Ager. That was a Columbia recording made in London on November 2nd, 1935, issued there on Columbia FB1230. Before that, we heard from Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, a 1932 recording called Lightning. Up next, I've got a pair of late 1920s dance bands for you by studio band leaders of the day. First up, another record by Sam Lannon. This time, his band is credited as The Rangers. It's a Lincoln record, 2653, recorded in July of 1927. The song is a good one. It's called You Don't Like It, Not Much. The vocalist isn't known. And before I play this, I should warn you, there is a stripped groove towards the end of my copy that causes a little bit of blasting, a little bit of noise. It's unfortunate, but it didn't seem bad enough to warrant not even playing the record for you. I mean, I want to play it for you, but just be aware, especially if you have headphones on, that there will be that little bit of noise towards the end. After that, we'll hear from Fred Rich and his orchestra, a Columbia record from 1929 featuring the Rollickers Quartet, a really good underrated song by the team of Rodgers and Hart. It's Yours Sincerely. But first up, here's Sam Lannon. You Don't Like It, Not Much.
No, you don't like it, not much. When I kiss you and when I tell you your lips are thrilling to touch, you don't like it, no, you don't like it, not much. When I hold you close in my arms a while, you love it, you sigh and then you smile. Contented when I press you and I caress you and say I love you and such. You don't like it? No, you don't like it? Not much. Thank you.
To think about it nearly takes my breath away. Very truly, my passion is unruly. A dream of you is newly born each night and day. All of my thoughts are fervent. How can I make them plain? Ever your humble servant, faithfully I remain. I'm intending to find a happy ending. Because I love you dearly, I'm sincerely yours.
Not to like. A solid arrangement, a good tune, well played. That's called Yours Sincerely, played by Fred Rich and his orchestra, with a vocal from the Rollickers Quartet. Incidentally, that song comes from a show called Spring Is Here. That was recorded for the Columbia label in New York in 1929. Before that, from 2 years earlier, 1927, we heard Sam Lannon's orchestra, under the pseudonym of The Rangers, on the Lincoln label play You Don't Like It, Not Much. My name is Brian Wright. For those of you just joining us, welcome. This is the Shellac Stack, a program on which I play 78 RPM records from my collection. And today, we're just looking around, playing records that I want to hear. And I hope you do too. We're going to continue now with one from Art Gillam, The Whispering Pianist, a Columbia record he made in October of 1926. The song is called Pretty Little Thing.
Come here, you pretty little thing. Give me the papa, let me tell you how I feel. Cold as a stone, you've never shown one bit of love for me. Not a bit in the world. What's the matter, mama? Don't you like me? Why don't you start using your heart? Why, you're like a marble statue. But listen, baby, no one can match you, you pretty little thing. Hey, hey, pretty little thing, say, say, that pretty little thing that makes you mine. You're like a cold orangeade on a hot summer's day. Nice, but that ice has me freezing. Stop teasing, you pretty little thing. Put on that pretty little ring and send a ting-a-ling-a-ling right down my spine. Comes the bride, has a pretty little swing. Why can't a pretty little thing like you be mine? Now come on, fingers, let's play this pretty little thing. Pretty little thing, hey, hey, pretty little thing, say, say, the pretty little thing that makes you mine. You're like a cold orangeade on a hot summer's day. You're nice, but that ice has me freezing. Ooh, I'm cold, mama, quit teasing, will you, huh? You pretty little thing, put on that pretty little ring and send a ting-a-ling-a-ling right down my spine. Here comes the bride, has a pretty little swing. Why can't a pretty little thing like you be mine?
And there you have Art Gillam, The Whispering Pianist, and Pretty Little Thing from 1926. Well, whenever I pause and consider, what is it about 78 RPM records that I enjoy so much? Why do I feel compelled to collect them, to listen to them, and to share them on a program like this? Of course, there's the music and the history, but I also appreciate the brevity of the format. I like the fact that 78s are generally limited to 3 minutes a side. If you've got an Edison record or a 12-inch 78, you might get 4 or 5 minutes out of it, but usually that's the top end. And maybe I just have too short an attention span, but I like the fact that musicians are encouraged to be brief, to get right to the point, to be concise with their music making. Of course, in the LP era, and especially nowadays in the age of CDs and digital files, where there's almost an indefinite length that performers can go on, you tend to get solos and jazz recordings that kind of meander along, and I guess I tend to lose interest. Not always, but a lot of the time. So I like the fact that jazz records on 78s are often short. And anyway, this is a long lead up to say that these next couple of sides are going to throw all that right out the window, because I've got a long extended performance for you now that stretches over 3 12-inch 78 RPM sides. This is a recording made in Los Angeles on February 12, 1945. It's a live recording from Norman Granz's Jazz at the Philharmonic. Norman Granz organized these Jazz at the Philharmonic concerts beginning in 1944 and going well into the 1980s. He attracted a lot of big-name jazz stars to perform in them. On this particular performance, we'll hear on trumpet Joe Guy and Howard McGee, on tenor sax Illinois Jacquet and Charlie Ventura. Willie Smith plays alto sax, Garland Finney plays piano, Ulysses Livingston plays guitar, Red Callender bass, and Gene Krupa sits in on the drums. The song is How High the Moon, and this was spread over 3 sides, as I say, so it runs almost 14 minutes. It's quite an interesting performance, though. I hope you'll enjoy it. This is on the Stinson label. Norman Granz recorded these concerts and at first licensed them to Moses Ash for release on Stinson, Ash, and Disc, the labels that he controlled. That didn't last too long. Eventually, Norman Granz would license his recordings to Mercury, which put them out on 78s and LPs and probably later on CD. Anyway, this is a long lead-in. Let's go ahead and listen to this now. Jazz at the Philharmonic from 1945. Here's How High the Moon. Thank you.
Thank you.
once knew a guy who liked jazz, but would listen to that and after about 5 seconds, shake his head and say, "No, too modern." That was Jazz at the Philharmonic all the way back in 1945. Hard to call that modern anymore, or modern. How High the Moon. That was a pair of Stinson 12-inch records, 453-1 and 453-2. Up next, I've got a record by Jimmy Durante and Eddie Jackson. This one is definitely not too modern. This one is quite old-fashioned in style, just like an old vaudeville act of the 19-teens. They're doing a song called Rufus Rastus Johnson Brown, What Are You Gonna Do When the Rent Comes Round? This was recorded in Los Angeles in 1950, MGM record 30255. After that, we'll hear the comedy stylings of Homer and Jethro in 1954 as they play the pop song Hey There, written by Richard Adler and Jerry Rose. But of course, they put their own little spin on it. This is RCA Victor record number 20-5867. First up, though, I hope you like Jimmy Durante and Eddie Jackson. And oh yeah, after we hear the Durante and Jackson record, pay attention to the opening line of the Homer and Jethro record, and you'll see why I stuck it right after. Here we go, though. Jimmy Durante.
Who's that a knock at the door below? Who's that a shivering out there in that old hail and the snow?
I don't know.
Who's that a knocking? I'll see. Is that Mr. Rufus Brown?
If it is, let's tell him what's on our mind. Let's both go down.
Yeah, where's all that money, Rufus, you said you were gonna bring? Don't give us that jive and tell us it melted away like that snow last spring.
Brother, you've had your say.
And you've had your way.
Now listen to what we've got to say. Mr. Rufus, Mr. Rastus, Mr. Johnson Brown, what you gonna do when that rent comes round?
Yeah!
What you gonna say? How are you gonna pay?
You never had a better sense to hear me, boy, till Judgment Day.
Now you know and I know that rent means dough. Landlord's gonna put us out in the snow.
And below,
Rufus Rastus, Mr. Johnson Brown.
Yeah!
What you gonna do when the rent comes round?
Now let me tell him, Rufus Rastus, say Mr. Johnson Brown. Hey, what you gonna do, brother, when that old rent comes around?
You got troubles.
What you gonna say? Tell me how you gonna pay. You never had a bit of sense to hear my boy till Judgment Day. You know and I know that old rent means dough. That landlord's gonna put us out in that old hail and the snow.
Give him hail Columbia.
Rufus Rastus, Mr. Johnson Brown. Hey, what you gonna do when that old rent comes round?
We don't want to preach.
No.
But we want you to know.
Ah, you gotta save your money, brother. You just gotta save your dough.
And Rufus, we're talking to you like a lifelong friend.
And if you don't learn your lesson, pal, gonna be the end.
Mr. Rufus, Mr. Rastus, Mr. Johnson Brown.
Hey, what you gonna do when the rent comes round?
He's got two first names. He's got two last names.
And at the end of our story, let's go home, Jay.
Hey there, you with a nose on your face, you have the large economy size. Right there betwixt your eyes. Hey there, you're like a switchboard, my sweet, 'cause all your lines are busy when you go walking down the street. Where did they get her? Her with her nose in the breeze, looks like she smells Limburger cheese.
Maybe it's her perfume. And since you left me and went home to your mother, it's been so miserable without you, dear. It's almost like having you here. Let me see you flap one ear and then the other.
Hey there, are you talking to me?
Yeah, where you going?
I thought I'd go a fishing.
Going fishing?
Yeah.
You got worms?
Huh?
Have you got worms?
Well, yeah, but I'm going anyway.
Though this gal's got a shape like Marilyn Monroe's brother, you're underworked and you're overfed. Won't you please get out the lead? Is it all going in one head and out the other?
I guess I take it for granted that these days most people still remember Jimmy Durante for his big nose, the big schnozzola, as they called him. That's why I picked that Homer and Jethro record to follow it with that opening line of, "Hey there, you with the nose on your face." That was Homer and Jethro singing "Hey There" from 1954, and before that, Jimmy Durante with Eddie Jackson, an MGM record from 1950, Rufus Rastus Johnson Brown, "What You Gonna Do When the Rent Comes Round." I think we have time for one more record on today's Shellac Stack, but before we get to it, a quick reminder that you can email me anytime at shellacstack@gmail.com. Again, that's shellacstack@gmail.com. Feel free to send along your comments, questions, suggestions, or requests, or just drop me a note to say hi. And in the meantime, I'd appreciate it if you also might help spread the word about the Shellac Stack if you have some family or friends who you think would enjoy listening to these 78s along with us. Okay, the last record today comes from Joe Fingers Carr, who was in reality Lou Busch, who made lots of records for the Capitol label in the 1950s. Lou Busch was, after all, an A&R man there. But he's really quite a good pianist, and if you listen to these, despite the out-of-tune piano sometimes, he can really let loose with some pretty fancy breaks. I don't know how much of that we'll hear on this one, but it is a very catchy tune called Lucky Pierre. This is Capitol 3418. There's a chorus that kind of oohs and ahs and whistles a bit. They don't distract too much. It's a charming record, I think, from about 1956. To finish off today's Shellac Stack, here's Joe Fingers Carr.
Thank you.
Colorado. It may not be the best example of Joe Fingers Carr's amazing digital dexterity, but it's still a great record and a guaranteed earworm. That's going to come back and haunt you. It's quite a catchy tune. That's called Lucky Pierre, a Capitol record from 1956. And with Lucky Pierre, that's all there is for this edition of the Shellac Stack. I'd like to thank you so much for tuning in and listening to these records with me. It's always a pleasure to have your company here on the Shellac Stack, and I hope we'll see you back here next time for more 78 RPM records from the first half of the 20th century. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.